Despite the gift of seeing the souls in purgatory being quite an extraordinary gift, not everyone who receives it is extraordinary. The case of today's German mystic is a simple woman who was very ordinary, like you and I, yet she had this amazing gift and is quite hidden. Today, I will reveal to you some of the things that we can learn from her experiences. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Don't forget to join my nightly rosary at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's quite beautiful and it is quite powerful in praying for the souls in purgatory. Let's get right into it. So her name is Ursula Hibbeln. I first learned about her through Eugenie von der Leyen and a few other sources. When I was looking up her material, the only writings are in German right here in this book, if you could see the title of the book. So when I had to read it, I don't understand German at all. So I used the German translation on Google Translate. It was quite effective. And when I got to one of the stories, I thought, this sounds really, really familiar. I searched through some of my other purgatory books, and I realized that she's in chapter 15 of the book Hungry Souls. Now, the author is from the Netherlands, so he would have had greater access to European sources. So this book, Hungry Souls, is amazing. You need to buy it now. I know I'm recommending a lot of books in my videos, but you really need to. Now, in the original German book, there's a little bit more detail than in chapter 15. So I want to go through some of those encounters that she has and some of the things that we can learn. A relative who had died a few days ago showed herself to Mrs. Hibbeln with big, frightened eyes, saying that she had not imagined purgatory like this, and begged her to tell her family to pray a lot for her. She stayed about a year in purgatory. Despite her good lifestyle, she was very selfish and unloving towards her husband and children. Mrs. Hibbeln once said to my mother, "A poor soul from your family has come forward and is asking for prayers. She lost a huge amount of money in one night and brought misfortune to her family. She died 150 years ago." Mrs. Hibbeln mentioned the name. My mother did not know it and asked her older sister. She had heard the name mentioned before. She often knew of the death of the deceased before the relatives told her. When my sister came to her shortly after our father's death, she was already moved to tears over our suffering. My father had the great grace of being able to contact her immediately, and in addition to the daily prayers, he wanted Gregorian masses in honor of the Most Holy Trinity. She remarked, "Your good father was as selfless in life as he was in death. He doesn't need these masses for himself." That's pretty amazing to come from purgatory and ask for masses for someone else as opposed to you. That's how selfless this man was. Mr. Hibbeln, her husband, did not always believe in the constant appearance of the poor souls. So one day he said to his wife, "Show me one." Mrs. Hibbeln remained silent, but asked the dear God for this grace for her husband. Shortly afterwards, a soul from purgatory actually appeared to Mr. Hibbeln, but he was so frightened by this sight that he said to his wife, "Never again in my life do I want to see a poor soul." Many deceased acquaintances were allowed to contact her. For example, the priest who had taken me to my first Holy Communion, he asked for a little prayer and the burning of a few consecrated candles. On my next visit to Mrs. Hibbeln, he thanked me and gave me his priestly blessing. The pastor from my home in Eichsfeld was also allowed to contact Mrs. Hibbeln. She then helped him to get to heaven quickly through prayer and sacrifice. A brother of my father, an old bachelor, was recently in a home for the disabled. He never went to church much, but he was very ignorant. Now he died, so I went to Mrs. Hibbeln on his behalf. "He shouldn't be in purgatory for so long," I said to her. She replied, "Sacrifice everything for him. For 4 months, I gave him Holy Mass every morning, Stations of the Cross, Rosary, etc. And then I went back to Mrs. Hibbeln and asked if he was now redeemed. "You mustn't be so impetuous," she replied. But after 5 months, he was redeemed. For a young woman from Witten, whose husband had been injured in the mine and who was very worried for the salvation of his soul, I asked Mrs. Hibbeln whether he was saved. She answered, "He lived for another 3 hours and prepared himself for death. After a year, he was saved." She once said that there were many who would have to remain in purgatory until the end of the world. Another time she said, the greatest saints shrank back at the gates of heaven and did not dare to enter. A woman whose husband had been a free spirit and had died suddenly came to Mrs. Hibbelin. Because this lady had done so much good, God had had mercy on him and saved him. This lady told Mrs. Hibbelin that she had already had Gregorian Masses read for him. Mrs. Hibbelin replied that her husband had not received any of it. That had gone to an old woman who had sacrificed and prayed her whole life for the poor souls. And finally, in another place, she states that the gates of heaven are often opened through indulgences. So this simple woman reaffirms many of the things that we have learned in other places. That if we do not have a devotion to the souls in purgatory, even if someone were to offer many masses, such as Gregorian Masses, they may not have an effect on us because we were not open to them during life. She reaffirms the importance of burning blessed candles for the souls in purgatory, and in other places she speaks about the power of holy water for the souls in purgatory. She affirms the idea that some souls in purgatory will remain there until the end of time, and that even holy saints may have gone to purgatory. But perhaps the most important thing that she can teach us is that this gift of seeing the souls in purgatory is something that God wants to give not just to the extraordinary, but to the ordinary, and calling them to rise up and be greater. Why? Why does God want to give this gift to some of us? For the souls in purgatory, because they are suffering, and because God loves them and wants to decrease their suffering, he wants us to believe, and he wants them to be with him sooner. That's the whole reason why this channel exists. So if the Holy Spirit is prompting you to ask for this gift, think about this and consider this. What if it's the case that God wants you to have this gift, but you out of fear do not ask? Can you imagine what you will have to account for when you see God and it is shown to you? You could have helped millions of souls in purgatory and had thousands of people believe in purgatory through this gift that you are given, with many sufferings, with many difficulties, with many trials. Of course, that's the path towards heaven. But since you did not receive this gift, you now have to pay for it in purgatory. It might bring difficulties upon you, but it is far better for you to suffer and receive this gift here on earth than pay for it later in purgatory. Follow the example of Ursula Hibbelin and be courageous. And if God wants to give it, receive it with open heart and open arms. I will see you in the next one.